That's Amanda doing that. We'll see. Okay, so a couple of end notes from last time. Before we move on, we were speaking a little bit about Havara in terms of incandescent lights as opposed to LED lights, as opposed to even fluorescent lights, even though there may be Havara involved, but it certainly doesn't turn into an ish. So we finished with some nafkamina which come out of that in terms of, let's say, fulfilling certain mitzvos.
Well, you mean there's Havara involved, but it doesn't turn into an ish?
Right, and fluorescent lights, the way it's explained, is that we basically, you need an igniter. You need the ish to ignite the electrons to run around and move around within the bulb. However, it itself is not going to be an ish. At the end of the day, you don't have any filament burning. There's nothing burning. Just the starter was the ish. So you did a havara. You did a maisa havara. But at the end of the day, you can't. Let's say, in terms of bari mori ish or something like that, you wouldn't be able to say, you wouldn't consider it an ish.
It's like gases.
Okay, but right now there's only, there's not burning, they're not burning. They started them, they're right now, they're just moving around. It's not hot, I don't think.
But when you ignited, there was a lot
of effort. The way it's explained is basically you're lighting at some point, you're lighting a gas, you're lighting something. At that point there is a fire, and maybe lighting, what you're lighting, I'm not sure, I should check that out. You're sparking something, but that spark, I should add, by the way, one of the things they speak about in all of electricity, there are sparks, but almost everybody's makel in terms of those sparks, in the sense those are completely useless. That's not at all intended, and hopefully it's not shenim is kavein, and even it's not a sick ratio, and therefore that per se is not going to be there. There's time when you put in the plug, you'll see a spark often. Does it happen every time? I don't think so.
You don't
so.
See it every time, that's for sure.
I don't think so. So, but even that, in that case, in terms of that, even the Chazon Ish was Mekel. The Chazon Ish was.
Was one over on Malacha as well? You're saying there was an Havara.
In what? In fluorescent?
In igniting the fluorescent?
Yes.
So you're over Israel there, right, somebody?
Yes. I'm saying and 10 minutes later now, when you want to make the bracha bari ma'ish on it, it would not be considered an ish anymore.
I was always on the impression that turning on a fluorescent does not mean you're a bummer.
I don't think so. I think
there is an ish?
I believe they said there was an ish. That's what I'm saying. There was an ish involved in the process. Again, I can't say they're all the same. They work the same, but that's what the Svarim explain in this, both the Svarim as well as the secular Svarim. They're secular books, they're secular sites, or whatever. However you get this information now, they say they tell you the same thing. So now, in terms of being yotzei mitzvos using this type of ish, we were Choshesh, and both Shlomo Zalman or someone told me or Shechter said the same thing. Let's say if one wants to be Yotze, let's say mitzvah halakas near Shabbos, or halakas near Chanukah, halakas near something with an incandescent light. So they're all Choshesh for the following. They say it's much better to have all the energy that you need in one place. Dahainu, if you have a battery operated flashlight or battery operated incandescent light, then you'd be able to yotze the mitzvah. Masha Einkein, if it's connected to the wall, it's connected, you're still relying on Con Ed, then one cannot be yotze the mitzvah. As far as for that is, someone told me the name of Rosh Hashanah, the idea basically is you can't rely basically on, not that you're afraid it's going to go out, but so to speak, you're not lighting this by yourself, you're only lighting this b'siyua of the company which is providing with electricity at that point.
So that should be an answer for everyone in dorms.
For what?
For
Chanukah, it's a little bit more complicated whether that will work. Whether there you need electric lights, speak to your resident post sequel, speak to your local Orthodox rabbi whether or not you should use electric lights for.
There's no shears, it's
an attenuated. So some say, that depends very much on this issue. If you're lighting only through the wall, if you're connecting it to the plug, then that's much more AC than there's much of a problem. What?
That's AC.
Yeah, it's much more AC. You get a dairy, there's much more of a chas, you don't necessarily have the share at the time. Yeah, so that's what you're talking about. However, if it's Minei Ubei in the battery, then there's much more of a chas. And maybe other reasons you wouldn't work, it's not Tomir Dinair. The Mikdash, there's other spars that speak to your local Orthodox rabbi whether or not you could use, if one wants, who writes about this, Mikrei Kodesh has a piece, Shlomo Zalman writes in the Halicha Shlomo and Chanukah, he has an, it's good to read. He'll give you some of the Baramakomos there. In terms of whether you could be Yotzei Mitzvah to look at it. For our purposes, so the reason why I'm interested in that's going to be, number one, I'm trying to figure out in terms of age, but it's also going to be Nogaya to many other aspects of things we're going to be talking about, as how Taka do I view it when something is connected to the AC, when it's connected to the to a plug, you provided the electricity which is coming from the generator somewhere else. How does one view that in terms of, do I say right now the whole thing, I have a full sense, all things being equal, my light is fully supplied with current, and it's going to remain that way unless anything changes. And so the chaf itself, before I get to this new sheet, and a few different other areas which are interesting. I don't think we should talk about the next issue at full, but of course we know there was a major tumult in Eretz Yisrael, it still is to a certain degree, about whether or not we're allowed to use the electricity generated on Shabbos by, unlike here in America where it's done largely by Goyim, there it's done by Jews. So is one allowed to use the electricity generated by Jews on Shabbos? How much of the process is automatic? How much is being done by Jews? Does that matter? So within that discussion, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a svara in terms of the following. And this is, as a suggestion, based on a din in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph, that we know that the din of Maisa Shabbos. Okay, something which is created on Shabbos, one cannot use on Shabbos. However, one can be nene from Malacha Shabbos. The din is, however, im avar behitzmin b'davar ha-mosef hevel. Right? Hatzmana b'davar ha-mosef hevel is aser. It's even aser from before Shabbos. So, let's say the item that you already have a food item which is hot to begin with. You're being matzminit b'davar ha-mosef hevel. So what are you doing? You're keeping it hot. It stays hot. So the din is, the Shulchan Aruch says, lo neser hatashio, why heichladim omeid b'chamimuso k'shar rishonah. So all you're doing is retaining the same heat that it already had. So you're not being nenem b'melach ha-shabbos because you're just retaining the same status, the status quo. Lo ahanu maisa. Even though had I not been matmanit, it would have been miskara, it would have cooled off over time. That's not considered being nenem b'melach ha-shabbos. So, how do I view it in terms of the following? So now I'm discussing the following. If I had the lights on from before Shabbos, in my Noro Shayudolk and Betrila Shabbos, after Yatu Chashmal B'tachana B'Itzer, now they generated more electricity B'Itzer. So how do I view it in terms of being then and now from the light which stays on? So do I view it, this is why it's a little bit interesting, it's in terms of the heat was already there. So is this why I'm interested, is the pshat that the light is just basically staying on? Or the pshat is, no, the light was only on until point X, and it's only going to go on further because they're generating more. And since the light wasn't really on any beyond the, it's, the amount of electricity you had. The more the new current which is being created.
With AC, it certainly dims and becomes brighter very fast.
Very 50-60 times a minute.
Right.
A second. I'm sorry.
Second.
Yeah. So that's the most post-game are not matched with that at all. In fact, it's happening so instantaneously. But here, the fact that it's—that's what I mean. That's kind of what we're asking. Number one, that itself, higufa. The fact that it's happening, alter de gar. The fact that it's happening. In theory, there are stops every whatever 50th of a second, which is quite meaningless. But does that matter at all? Point number one, and point number two is here the fact that it's. Do I view the current basically as a limited? As it's going to last forever, and then they're just generating more, they're just continuing the same light, or is it a new light? So in terms of that, in terms of Maisa Shabbos, you want it to be Mekel. But this is a very interesting discussion in various issues. When am I going to say it's the same fire which is continuing? When am I going to say it's a new one?
They see that we say it's a new Havara every
1/50th of a second. It's hard to
why
say.
Why is it dim? It's supposed to
it dims, it do we really see that?
I don't know.
We don't really see that. We don't. Is that most post?
Not anymore.
At one point they did.
They can get older lights. You can still tell.
Really?
Yeah, fire itself crackles something down.
What fire itself?
I'm saying, like, even just a normal fire, it fluctuates.
Right. So. Here, it's not.
Yeah, here's a bomb energy.
Right. I'm saying the fact that it changes.
The thing that your marker is that the power generated is becoming place of our own.
And a new one, that's what it, at least for the purpose of Maisa Shabbos, which Shlomo Zalman there was Mekel. He says it's not, all you're doing is retaining, so to speak, the same fire. It could be if you're not being then, it could be in terms of the fire. We spoke in terms of this last week, in terms of Kiboy. Are you creating a new fire every time or not? And then are you just stopping more? Are you putting out a fire? Or are you stopping more energy from coming into it? Another area where this comes up is this is fascinating. If you think about it, we think about lighting a fire, but we think about lighting a light, putting on an oven, things of the sort. But one typical appliance, or whatever you would want to call it, that we use regularly, which involves Havara, is I have to ask, if we think about it, driving a car, what malacha is involved in driving a car? Right? So if I would ask the Tiber, what malacha is involved in driving a car? And it's not so glaringly obvious. What? Oh, so that's, so what? So in essence, what you're doing there is you're burning the gas. It's a fuel consumption. It's you burning maybe the newer ones that try to use electric models.
They still use gas,
right? Even the electric ones?
The vast majority of cars still use gas. There might be some that don't.
Some which will try eventually not to.
Hybrids also use gas. They use less hybrids. Also in the engine itself, aren't you putting something, the oils and everything?
Oh, excellent. That's what, in essence, every single time, and this is why, in terms of, let's say, Ribui b'malachot, Ribui b'shiurim, in terms of, let's say, someone has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, whatever it is, and so the people post are very against, I mean, because nefesh, it's everything, I'm saying, but if one needs to take the car. But if you have some other way to get there, it's probably better to do that, because besides being one malacha, in terms of havara, if this is not just simply press on the gas once and that's it, you're over one time. There, every single time you're pressing on the gas, you're doing another Maisa Havara. Because there, as far as I understand it, so to speak, is you're creating another, you're adding more fuel to the fire by doing so. You're adding more fuel to the fire, and it's just a quick, it ignites quickly, ignites the gas, and then that pushes the wheels. So every single time you press, I think they, let's say in situations where it's here with Sofa, Mishum Tzri Lasson for Koin Torah Moshe, or Hatzal is able to come back. If they're in an emergency, then certainly do whatever they need to do. But if they're coming back, and they're not coming back in such a hurry, they don't have to come, they want to come, whatever heter they have to come back. That's not our discussion right now. either they're coming back, each of yourself and Shifley Glasson, or they're coming back because the ambulance may be needed some other time later in the day. Fine. But at that point, they're not in such a rush, so probably they should minimize how often they press on the gas. They shouldn't, every single time, it's a new Havara. And that's it. But furthermore, the inverse of this is probably interesting too, in terms of, let's say, one does have to shut off the car. So is there kibbutz involved in terms of this havara? So again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman comes in, and this is in the Moreish HaSholim, which is called Shmir Shabbos this way, that because we view it as every single time as a new havara, in a sense it's not kibbutz, because all I'm doing is stopping creating a new havara. Kibbutz is putting out a fire, not stopping a new havara. So in a sense, even though cars involve havara, it's a new havara every time. So ironically, this is a little bit humorous, the application of it, but it could be applied for other people. Dahainu, the Sefer Torah Se'oledes. Torah Se'oledes is a Sefer written by Rav Zilberstein. So he discusses very interesting scenarios of pikuach nefesh, what's the appropriate thing to do, but Ikaron was written for Yoledes. So there's a possibility, and it's definitely, it's a humorous possibility for Yoledes. So instead of taking the car, you should take a bicycle. So I don't recommend that for Yoledes. I'm sure, I assume that he himself, Zilberstein, didn't mean that either, for Yoledes. However, it's Rashabtai mentioned to me, so maybe some doctors, some have to be at the hospital for whatever reason, instead of taking, I don't know if you could take a car anyway, but to take a bicycle would be a better way to do so. You might say that?
Yeah, I'm saying, in terms of just the way the car's going to work, when you turn it on, it already, when you push the pedal, it's additional gas, but it just automatically...
Just sparks to begin with.
When you already started, it already starts going, let's say, around 5 miles an hour, it already starts... the process, whether you push the pedal or not, already is always going when the car is on.
You just cause a bar explosion, but
you're causing more.
I'm saying you're causing more. I'm saying
in terms of turning it off.
Yeah.
Turning it off completely. You're saying you are doing somewhat of a.
I don't think there's a fire in the engine.
Right.
It's just sparking more.
Well, sure. Whether we could sort of take the keys out of the ignition once you drove the way from the hospital.
Right.
So what's the
Drabon,
right?
Yeah. I mean, at least it's going to be Drabon. The question is there also going to be a Deraisa? Is there a Kibbutz for real? Is there a real Kibbutz here?
That's what's there Drabon and Muktzah?
It's at least Muktzah. It's at least what else? What else would be Drabon? There's probably a billion things that are going else in the car. You take out the car light, the lights will go on and off. Electricity is being used. Right. Something else is going on. Yeah. And part of the... Okay. And probably adding more fuel automatically, it's a little bit of a clear, this but probably a form of Riboy B'Shiur and B'Havara. And that kufa would be a problem. I think that's what I wanted to say about Havara.
That's it?
No. Okay. Which gets us now to the next discussion in terms of, okay, now that we have an Eish, or we don't have an Eish, chafs another nafkamina, because one malacha may have be very intimately connected with the need for an Eish. In terms of Bishul itself, the Gemara tells us in Lamed Tes that one is allowed to be mevashel b'chama. If you leave something out in the sun, it's going to cook, that's meikra din, it's mutter to do. Cook an egg in the sun, it's fine. However, told us Achama, it's Machlokas, we pass it as an Issa Drabanon. Told us Achama, told us Sa'ar is Aser, according to everybody, seemingly the Raisa, though that's a little bit debated. Okay? So, in other words, we see there's a heter of told us Achama. So, The question is going to be start to become, when we have now all the all types of cooking without classical eish, are we going to compare them to bishul b'chama, which is mutter, or told us achama, which is at least only, and only a sidra banon, or are we, no, this is somehow still going to be dum yode told us or itself. In other words, where do, how are we going to fit in things like, let's say, a microwave, or cooking with an electric, what do they call it? I think electric fork. What's that? Hot plates are, I don't know how they're made. Hot plates are probably made in different ways. But I mean, if we mean by hot plate is, let's say they used to have a, people go as they go camping, are going like a hot water heater. You know, so you put in a metal.
I was talking about like
immersion.
An electric coil that gets. I mean,
essentially what an immersion heater is. There's some electric coil. It's very hot.
Some of them get hot. They're also, some of them are just using basically only electricity. It's without heat. You're sending you're cooking through electricity. You're not cooking at all. There's no heat in it. Some of them are not hot.
It's like the same mechanism as like a toaster, like the coil
gets heated up by the resistance. So the coil, that would depend on last week's discussion, right? So that would depend, there's at least a burning coil, there's a coil which is reddened. So then there it depends on last week's discussion. So number one is, that one nafkamina may be from last week's discussion, whether or not these things are aged. I know if I have an electric oven where I'm using a coil. That's one type of thing, a burning coil. Would that be considered an age? Path nafkamina, how I'm going to analyze this in terms of bishul. Next question, let's say things where there's definitely not of any of that. There's no age, period. I mean, I shouldn't say anything definitely, because Chazanish may come up with things which turn things into age, which would be very, very surprising. But well, let's say in terms of a microwave, we would think we're pretty safe saying you're not using classical aish to cook at all. So the question is that going to be bishul midoraisa or not? Okay, so to begin to understand that, one has to understand that Gemara is this is neither typical aish nor this is typical, you're not using the sun in a microwave. So what mativo shalubur said. So what's the basis of that heter? So Rashi, in one place, in Psachim, there he's speaking in terms of Korban Pesach, says, Bechama lav told us o esh. In terms of tzli esh, it's not told us o esh, shekof lav bishol chayav lav mishom malacha. The simple pshat in that is you need esh. However, Rashi, what's that?
It's like 100 nuclear bombs going up in the sun every minute. Why isn't that?
Why is that not an age? Yeah, so we talked about that a little bit. So the next mahalak will say, it would be very easy to explain that Rashi says, lav derech bishul b'kach. Rashi just simply said, of course it's age. You don't have, it's age, I don't know if you need age, it doesn't matter. It's the only issue is lav derech bishul. How we'll understand that in a second will be understood. But one way to say that is, no, you don't have to, understand anything about how the sun works, how H works, this question is lav derech bishul. If it's lav derech bishul b'kach, then I'll have to analyze it from other perspectives, but there's nothing to do with defining H or anything like that, l'chora. Why it would not be H, ironically, as hot as it may be, the Gemara seems to say that it's not exactly... The Gemara seems to tell you that's not exactly it. Why is that? That Sefer HaChashmal Ba'or HaLacha, that was Rav Yudel Levitch. Rav Yudel Levitch tries to explain why it wouldn't be aged. B'davka, ironically, because there is no oxygen there at all, because it's too hot. It's too hot to burn anything. Therefore, it ironically may not be considered an aged, which is Sorev. That's one possibility he has. Why it itself would not be considered an age. Either that, it could be based on the distance from here to there. Why it would be different than a regular age. Generally, the sun doesn't consume things over here. That's probably true, as per se. Only if something else is ignited by it, then it could.
If you get close enough, it'll get old. turn anything into shreds.
Yeah, but on it itself, Mineu Bei, it wouldn't do that. If you put something in the sun, I think it wouldn't. It doesn't burn itself. That's what I'm. That's the way.
The way the sun creates heat, the sun just turns helium into hydrogen. That's all it does. That's what creates the
energy.
That's what creates the heat and light.
But you're saying it is burning something.
I mean, it's changing molecules. There's no oxygen there. That's true.
There's no. It's
consuming. It's converting one molecule to another, and then because of that reaction, there's light and heat.
Right, so you're saying it's more like an atomic reaction, that's what you're describing.
It's
basically fission,
yeah.
Okay, it's Turkey and why it's not, but it seems pretty clear that it's not. So Gedolei Achronim already trying to figure out what's the nature of this Ptor, of Bishul B'chama. So do I say it's simply Stam Kelach Ayad. Kelach Ayad, Mirz Hashem, will get back to a much greater length at some other point. It's Stam Adin of Kelach Ayad. The problem with saying that is that usually the Din of Kelach Ayad, as we find throughout the Mesechta, is still an Issa D'Rabbana. Kelach Ayad usually creates an Issa D'Rabbana. So Rashi, he says, in Derech Bishul B'Kach, there should still be an Issa D'Rabbana, usually. However, here the Gemara says, B'Ferish, that it's Mutter. That it's Mutter. Not just Pater, it's Mutter. So, others offer a little bit broader than that, that this isn't just simply a Ptor of Kelach Ayad, that this is Eino Derech HaMalacha. This is simply, there are fine other cases where something is so removed from the way it was done in the Mishkan, it's simply not the Derech, it's not Shayach to the Malacha at all. Okay, if it's either one of those, it's basically L'chora, something you could clarify from that, let me put it this way, unclear whether or not something like that should apply to other areas of halacha which need bishul. So there's a discussion, it seems to be Deos and the Yerushalmi. As to whether or not that would be midaraisa or not. The Rambam quotes it as a suffix. The Rambam Milchus Basa B'chala, Milchus Mechalos Asurios tells you there's a suffix as to whether or not Mavashel B'chama or B'chamei Tverio, which has the din of Chama. Will that have the status of Basavachal of Daraisa or not? Okay, so that seems to be two days in the Shalom, and Suffolk of the Rambam. So the more it's a din in Eino Derech, who knows whether or not it should apply to Shabbos, or it should apply to Basavachal. Part of that Suffolk could be in Basavachal. Maybe the real din is not, you don't even need Bishul, maybe you just need a Tarovas of the right sort. Be enough to be create a problem of the Isser Basa B'chala. What's that? It does say Sebastian. But Bishul in different contexts may need it for different purposes. One may need Derech Bishul, may need one here, may need Bishul to create a certain. Anyway, the Shar HaMelech, the Kiryat Sefer, they are under the suggestion that the reason why you need that Bishul B'chama is Pater, and probably either even understanding the Ein Darko B'kach is, that Bishul inherently needs Eish. Lashon Shar HaMelech, the Bishul Shayach Davka B'tol Daso Eish, L'chein Poter B'chama Tveria, Kol Shukein Maleach. You try to salt things, even though it may create the same type of a mixing of tastes, even through a medium of heat of some sort. The still you put there for it on Shabbos, why one needs Eish. So to the Kiryat Sefer, told us or asma of a low bishul lachama, told lachama, the bishul lo havi elo or told us. Okay. Now, so if that's, depending on how we're going to learn this, it should depend whether or not, if one needs H, then L'chora, all the aforementioned things, for last week's discussion in terms of a Mateches Meluban, should depend. If that's H, then it should be Bishul according to everybody. If it's not, then it should depend on Derech or Eino Derech. So, and these other things, microwaves and other types of bishul without fire should depend on gufa, on this lucky, or should depend on this suffix. To elaborate a moment whether or not bishul should require ish or not, let's go back, let's take it back a few minutes. Let's present a few marimakomos in that direction where mechatesi that it should need it, what's it based on. So the Gemara already presents, and Ruba de Ruba of Rishonim and Poskim think that Toldas Sa'or is also Midaraisa. Besides, Eish is Midaraisa, Toldas Sa'or L'chora we think is also Midaraisa. However, the Torah gives you the impression that it's only Midrabanan. Toldas Sa'or is only Midrabanan. This is in footnote number one if you're following in. And the Yerushalmi in Gimel Dalet Mamish creates a possibility that it's only Midrabanan. That even Toldas Sa'or itself is only Midrabanan. It's Archok Adovat. Point number one. In other words, we're asking, what I'm trying to do is show to what degree is the Malacha connected to Mamish. Maybe you need Eish Atzma. And even if it's Toldas Eish already, may not be there. Even if you'll tell me that it's there, but again, Ruba the Ruba of Rishonim tells me that Toldas Eish is Ke'esh. If I cook on a burning metal, which was heated up, I cook on a Kli Rishon, Ruba the Ruba of Rishonim tells me it's a Din D'Oraisa. So, even a Shelo Agapi Eish. However, the Eglei Tal takes it a step further. The Eglei Tal in Sifkon Chof Beis Melachas Olfeh, she's choker whether or not. This isn't going to be a maneuver. Anyone's learning Hilchos Shabbos, a maneuver to figure out even if something is going to be Midaraisa, Yeshlach, or is it an Ava or a Toldo? If the Pshat is all I needed was heat, then why should it be a Toldo? The Pshat it should be the Av, just like, you know, it should be exactly like the Agabi or Esh Mamish. Masha Inkain, if it's only a Toldo, then one could start clearing and saying that no, Bishul is an Esh. This is already a step removed from that. It's a toldo already. It's toldas leish. It's and he quotes some of the Gdolei Rishonim, the Urayim, the Ran, the Rashba, who think it's only a toldo. He thinks the Rambam, however, has a nosach perek tes lacha beis the mevashel but toldas or kim mevashel but or atma kim mevashel but or atma. The Rambam, it seems to be, he adds that the Achof Adimion, who is usually very important, telling me that it is Ke'esh Mamish. Furthermore, the Arsameach goes a step further. This is also fascinating. So even if we'll say Kli Rishon is the right, so even if we'll tell me it's an Av, I don't know. Maybe you can tell me on this issue, Gufa. We know there's a din Kli Rishon Mevashel, Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. What's Pshat in that? So we know that Bali Tosfos already present their Svara, Tosfos Memalach from the base. It says the Chilak is whether or not the Dofanos are Miskarivos. Since the walls of the Kli cool off, that makes it already Eino, it's not Derech Bishol, it's not Bishol anymore. It's not Bishol anymore since the Dofanos are Miskarivos. Even though it's still, it's a letter spoke, it's still make things equally as hot l'chora. So the Ur Sameach adds a little bit of teeth to explaining that. So what's Pshat in that din? So what the Dofnos of Miskari was? So the Pshat is that really the Mechayev is Eish. The Mechayev is Eish. So now, I have a Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon means what? The Kli Rishon was heated up by the Eish. So at least the Eish is still licked in the Mateches, it's still licked in that Kli. However, once it's already now the Kli Sheni, it's so far removed from that Eish already, from the fact that the Dofnosos are, probably from the evident in the fact that the Dofnosos, that the Dofanos are Miskaros, Therefore, Mimela, there's no more malacha to talk about. There's no more to talk about. There's no longer connection to the Esh. All that is a way to try to bring out, possibly, that one needs Esh. We find, I saw one interesting svara why when we need the Esh Atmos, it's a very interesting idea, and this will get us back a little bit into the Grama. I saw an article, thank you, Harari, for the Kol HaTorah, or it shows me the Kol HaTorah, the journal, the Agoda journal in Europe. It's a very beautiful article. It explains why should there be this distinction between Esh Atmos. Very nice idea. It says that Bishl already we know is unique. We're going to find this in other areas. It says one could debate this point. We'll get to this more when we speak about Grama. But one could argue Bishl only happens over a long period of time. You don't put as opposed to a microwave, but Bishl happens over, you put something on, you leave it on the oven for half hour, an hour, whatever it is, let it cook for a while. So is that, are you bar maisa on that? It's more of a maisa Grama discussion. So let's assume many poskim will tell you that would normally be considered a Grama. You could debate that point, but let's say that's so. So why here am I chayiv? Because that's gufa, the nature of this malacha. So maybe that will only be if I'm putting it gufa on the Esh itself. Maybe because this malacha is so weird to begin with, it's so different because it's already a grama, it's only a grama when I'm putting it on the davar hamavashal asma, on the Esh. That's what he suggests. That's why klisheni, the postman would tell me machmir, kuyas ha'is finest, and things which are kali habishal, we know are more machmir for even a klisheni. What's pshat? Furthermore, he says, what's pshat in magis? Magis could be us or even something which is already mavushal, according to Sam. And it's stirring. So what's pshat in all of these? So he suggests that usually the malacha is causing something to be cooked over the long term. However, in Kali HaBishol and in Magis, those are examples where I'm doing a Maisa Gufa right now of Bishol. Klisa Vespaita, the minute I put it in, it's Mavushol. So if I need to cook something over a long period of time, then I need Esh Atmo, or at least Tol Daso Esh, which is Ke'esh Atmo. But when I'm being mabashal, I mean, it's a very interesting svara. It's an interesting svara. This is because when I'm dealing with something which a type of bishul, which is happening minei ubei, this very, very second, I don't need any time delay, which would normally possibly be considered a grama, as to be seen at a later date, I can get away with even with what normally wouldn't be considered an Esh. It's like even Magis or something, which I don't have to create a process of long-term Bishol. Right now, I'm being mavashalit by starving it. Or furthermore, Kali HaBishol, I put in the spices immediately, then mavashal. There's no time delay at all, so that could happen even in Klisheni. It's hot enough, why not? So that's his suggestion. Be that as it may, all that I wanted to present from that is, there are enough sources to develop the idea that Esh is a very important criterion of Bishol, and there's strong studying to say if I'm not using Esh, maybe that won't be Bishol. Dumya de Tol Das Acham. Anyway, Rav Moshe didn't buy this. Rav Moshe in Gimel Nun Beis tells us that using a microwave is a full for, besides the electricity issues and anything else we'll talk about maybe sometime in the future, is Bishol Gemura. Why? He argues kivon de ein derech regilos levashal kain in terms of chama lo yalfinon mimishkon achshivo even ketolda. Right, it says normally things should become a tolda if it does the same mission. So normally you would think chama bishul b'chama should also be bishul. However, since ein derech levashal bo, therefore lo yalfinon mimishkon achshivo ketolda. It's very after Einshayach Torah the Shaloka Darko. Meaning, it should only depend if it's totally completely on the way people do it and what people are using it. Then Chametzveria, if either people use it or they don't use it, it shouldn't depend whether or not it is an Esh or not. That's what he mishkan. Not fundamentally whether they're using it right now, but whether yachol leilef mi mishkan. therefore I can't learn it. However,
isn't that in fact the same thing as it's not sort of the malacha?
Kind of. I would have thought that was where he was going.
Not based on regulus nowadays, then.
I'm a little confused in the way he presents this. But in the end of the day, he thinks it's number one, it's not a regular din in Shalok Kedera. That's true. But it's a din whether or not I learn it out from the Mishkan. And in the Chama, I don't, only when I don't have Asim. But this, at microwaves, he thinks it's an Isra Daraisa, keep under regular Zashalbo. The Elu, and people would be Mavashal even if they have Asim. He thinks the Elu Sheyesh Lehem, people have the microwave, meaning in his day, this was probably written about 30 years ago when it wasn't as common, probably more than 40 years ago when it wasn't as common. They were those who have it, Mishtamshin Bo Yosemi Bishl Deish. Rakh Eino Matsai Kol Kachavshav, back when he was writing. And therefore, Vada Yeshlamelech Mibishal Deor, Lo Yav Mishkan Chashivas told us, Lechol Adinim Ka'av, the Bishal Deor, Le Isser, Lechiv Skilo Lechatos. So therefore, he thinks that the microwave should have the full status of Bishal in terms of Bishal B'Shabbos. He thinks it's not just a Torah Shaloka Derech. I think even from that, and I think that should get you, right now it should be Kederech also, but I'm not sure what he's gaining by that, but he thinks it has this Chashivas Malacha because it's so regular for people to do, I would learn it out as if it would become a Tolda. He thinks, basically, bottom line for our purposes, he doesn't think you need Eish fundamentally in order to call it Bishal. Okay, we'll have to pick up with this a little bit more, Mir Tashem, next time, and show some of the poskim will possibly argue with him, whether or not you need Eish Mamish, and we'll get to a Chazon Ish who considers it somehow miraculously to be Eish anyway. So that we'll need a little bit of a Hesper. I'm not sure I have the Hesper, but also I should note that he says it.
Yeah,
so it's a Chemish, we'll have to get to a little bit more so next time.